Irish fashion designer Jonathan Anderson is very much in vogue. The British Fashion Council's Designer of the Year founded his label J.W. Anderson in 2008 and became the creative director of the Spanish luxury brand Loewe before he was 30. 10 years later, he's having a go at film fashions. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Anderson styled the costumes for two of this year's buzziest movies.
For The Runway, Jonathan Anderson has created avant-garde, sometimes humorous looks, see-through mesh tops with feathers, mini kilts, sweaters adorned with broken skateboards. His designs have been worn by Rihanna, Harry Styles, and Beyoncé. From his office in London, he talks about drawing from many inspirations.
It can be a Renaissance painting I want to recreate, or, you know, I went through a period where I was very obsessed by what is surrealism today.
But Anderson's own personal style is much more demure.
I'm wearing a beige sweater, vintage bleached out jeans, and Loewe shoes.
Jonathan comes with a ferocious intelligence, someone who knows the way in which we communicate through clothes.
Filmmaker Luca Guadagnino says they've been great friends since they met in Italy years ago. They still talk every day. He asked Anderson to design the costumes for his film Challengers, a love triangle set in the world of tennis. Actress Zendaya stars as the tennis player Tashi Duncan.
About 15 seconds there, we were actually playing tennis. And we understood each other completely. So did everyone watching. It was like we were in love.
Anderson says he had never before designed film costumes, and he didn't know much about tennis, but he dove into the psychology of the characters to create their looks as they matured from wearing sporty tennis outfits to luxury brands.
Zendaya had worn clothing I had designed, you know, on red carpets and things before, and watching her morph into Tashi, this was just magical to be able to work with.
To dress the character Patrick, played by Josh O'Connor, Anderson took his cues from the late John F. Kennedy Jr.
He is like one of the hottest guys in history. But there was something about the kind of swagger of JFK that Patrick needed. You know, there was something about this idea of affluence, this idea of nonchalance.
Anderson says he saw a photo of Kennedy playing Frisbee and wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with the words, "I told ya." For the movie, he dressed Patrick in a t-shirt with the same phrase. Then Guadagnino asked Anderson to work on his next film, which is in theaters now, an adaptation of the William S. Burroughs novella, Queer.
You think he's queer? I mean, spending time with him. I can't tell.
Well, could always just ask.
No.
For the film's stars Daniel Craig and Drew Starkey, Anderson handpicked one-of-a-kind wardrobes from 1950s menswear. The clothing had to fit into suitcases as their characters traveled through Latin America.
I wanted to give them something which was completely historically accurate, right down to the underwear, the socks. Everything had to be original.
As Daniel Craig's character, William Lee, descends further into drugs, his clothes go from cocaine white to black. Anderson says costuming films is like designing a fashion show.
It is about character building. I feel like when I do a show, it's about trying to tell a story within 50 looks, which lasts for 15 minutes nearly, which is the same in costume, because ultimately you want the audience to be able to grab onto the character.
And to do so, Anderson collaborated with the actors and Guadagnino.
Luca's a really dear friend of mine, and I would do anything for him. And it's sort of, you know, when working on Queer and on Challengers, it was so nice not to be the boss anymore. You know, it was nice to kind of be, how can I make your dream come true?
He gave me so much food for thought that wasn't not simply bound to the concept of the costumes, but more about what does it mean to be in this world of sports? What does it mean to bring to screen a legendary queer novel?
Anderson says he's excited for the new year. More fashion collections, runway shows. He's nominated for a Costume Designers Guild Award. And if he does make it to the Oscars, he has an idea of what he'll wear.
I like a t-shirt with a tuxedo.
After that, Anderson wants to do another film, hopefully, he says, with Guadagnino. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.